16th District.
In the old 16th District, when John Dingell Sr. died and his son was a candidate for the Democratic nomination and was nominated by the Democrats, John Dingell was 29 years old.
This was not a special election.
It was a special election.
It was.
The election occurred in December of 55. And I was 26 years old, and there was a newspaper strike during the campaign. And as a matter of fact, I think John Dingell was elected with 19,000 votes, and I had something like, 5,000 votes or 6,000 votes, something like that. But that was the whole thing. I could talk a lot about that campaign, but, for example, I was making somewhat of a fuss about the Emmett Till case at that time, which was a lynching case in the South. We're talking about, I remember my camp. One of the things in my campaign was, it's all right to have states' rights, but what about the states' responsibilities? I mean, for every right, there's got to be an equal responsibility. And I talked in terms of constitutional amendments detailing states' responsibilities with respect to civil rights and things of that kind. I was regarded by some people out in Grosse Pointe as a communist, and they referred to me as a communist or communist leaning pinko liberal character. In any case, as a matter of fact, at one time when all the Republicans were going to come into this special district and help work on the campaign, there was a certain group of Republicans in Grosse Pointe telling people not to get on the bus, literally were there physically urging people not to go on the bus. So, anyway, we lost. That was 55. 56, the twins were born. 57, I ran for Common Pleas Court judge. I ran fifth in the primary. Elvin Davenport was elected a judge.
This was nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan
so
election.
You were fifth. You were number five on the...
On a list of maybe 20 candidates or so that were running for the job. Number one was Elvin Davenport, the governor's black man, the governor's appointee to the Common Pleas Court, who was running to keep his position. Number two was Charles Kaufman, who was later elected Common Pleas Court judge. I can't recall, number three may have been Clarence Reed or Joe Maher, and then I guess maybe Reed was number four and I was number five. Reed had been lieutenant governor, and Joe Maher had run for judge a number of times. So I figured, well, I'm making progress. I've got a ways to go, but I campaigned mostly in my own neighborhood and did very well in the few precincts where I was able to do a thorough job of campaigning. 1958, my son Billy was born. 58 was a tough year. My dad died. Son Billy was born. And my mother sold us the house on Morley Avenue, where I grew up after my dad died.
Did your dad die suddenly, or had he been?
Yeah, quite suddenly. He hadn't been ill, but he got pneumonia and had a heart attack and died. In those days, that sort of thing happened rather... He was a smoker, not good physical shape, 58 years old. It was a blow to me, really was. Anyway, my mother sold us the house, which was a blessing because we were then three and about to be four children in this two-bedroom upper flat. And sold us the house for $11,500, as I recall. And gave me $1,000 towards the down payment that out of Dad's insurance money, she gave each of the five of us $1,000, and mine was by way of something on the down payment toward the house. So a few months after my dad, Dad died in April, my son Billy was born in June, we moved into the house in July. 1959, I ran for Common Pleas Court again. This time, again, I ran fifth. There were four to be elected, but the fourth slot was to be a replacement because somebody was not running for re-election. I believe Judge Jeffries was too old to run. No, it wasn't Jeffries. Somebody else, Cartwright or Liddy, somebody.
The people that listen to this tape should be informed that the judicial elections in those times were in off years, right? Odd years.
Yes, they were not only in odd years, they were in April. Yeah. They were in April of the odd number years. Mm-hmm. So I'd run in April of 57, and this was April of 59. The primary election would be in February, and the runoff in April. So in February of 59, I ran fifth behind Charles Kaufman and three incumbent judges. And I was only a couple thousand votes behind Kaufman and figured I could perhaps beat him in the runoff. So we worked very hard, spent a lot of money, borrowed money, everything else, and I lost.